This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. C2SAB cautions government against the plan to divest the Barbados Transport Board. Police intensify international efforts to combat illegal firearm supply. 16 young people graduate as the Barbados Police Service King's Trust Program reports success. And CIBC boosts UWI student funding with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, says it is shocked by government's proposal to divest the Transport Board, describing the move as disrespectful and a direct challenge to the social partnership. General Secretary Dennis DePisa says he is alarmed that such a proposal was not only conceived, but that discussions have already begun with the Barbados Workers Union.
The Congress, in taking issue with the government's proposal, is conscious of the chaos which currently exists in providing an efficient and reliable transport system. Commuters are faced with the challenge of not having a scheduled bus service in many corridors of the island, as provided by the Transport Board or serviced by minibuses and route taxis. It is known that several of the minibuses and route taxis do not complete their assigned destinations, thus leaving many commuters stranded. Further, some of them service the routes at convenient times, primarily for profit-making purposes. There's also no guarantee that some routes will be serviced after 6 p.m.
Mr. DePisa also cautioned government against using the Transport Board's financial losses as justification for privatization.
Against any suggestion that privatization is motivated by a lack of profit, Zeus have cautioned against framing the Transport Board challenges in terms of financial returns, as such an approach risks overlooking the broader national purpose of public mobility. Public transportation is a stabilizing pillar in the national development, enabling citizens to access work, education, healthcare, and essential services. Decisions that hinge on profitability alone fail to recognize that the true value of a public transport system lies in how efficiently it supports social inclusion and economic participation.
General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. The Barbados Police Service has stepped up its collaboration with international partners and regional agencies to disrupt the flow of illegal firearms into the country. During a press conference, Police Commissioner Richard Boyce addressed concerns about the supply chain of illicit weapons, stressing that they're engaging with officials from the countries which they believe are supplying the firearms.
There are two sides of it, supply and demand. That is, persons sending firearms and weapons to Barbados, and we in Barbados have a demand for weapons. So it is two sides of the coin that we have to deal with. But for us, as you mentioned, looking at one end, in terms of supply, yes, we have our partners that we are working with. We know, as often said, that we do not manufacture weapons here. So the countries, the source countries, we are working with those countries, those law enforcement officers, persons in government, to stem the flow of weapons coming into the country.
He revealed that intelligence agencies across the region are now working together as an enhanced strategy to stem the flow of guns.
It's a regional hub now where firearms are concerned. Not only Barbados, but the countries in the Caribbean. They come under one heading, have a gun lab, whereby people can put information from each country into this common pot. Information is shared, and also in from the CARICOM aspect of it, it's also connected with various countries that manufacture firearms. And there's that constant interaction between local, regional, and international in terms of firearm trafficking.
Commissioner of Police Richard Boyce. 16 young people graduated from the 48th cohort of the King's Trust International Program, a scheme officials say is delivering strong results, with participants moving on to further studies or securing employment. Addressing the ceremony, Superintendent Derek Bob underscored the importance of adaptability and teamwork as young people navigate rapid change. He outlined key strategies for success.
I want you to practice self reflection. In other words, take time to understand what you truly want in life. I want you to set clear goals. Knowing what you want to achieve helps create a roadmap to success. I want you to adapt a growth mindset. Embrace challenges and view failures as opportunities for learning. Celebrate small wins and focus on effort rather than just outcomes. I want you to practice gratitude and positivity.
Superintendent Derek Bob. Meanwhile, program facilitator Sergeant Roger Williams said the initiative must continue evolving to meet the increasingly diverse needs of young people.
Each cohort has taught us valuable lessons. There is a growing need for the program to evolve continuously and to meet the diverse needs of our youth. By paying attention to trends and challenges we observe, we ensure that our services continue to benefit the young people and support the objectives of the King's Trust International. Graduates, remember your team always. Unlock potential, igniting purpose. What you have learned on the program, apply in your communities, pursue your goals with determination, and continue to grow as young leaders.
Program facilitator Sergeant Roger Williams. Students at the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus are set to benefit from expanded funding and new training opportunities. This as UWI and CIBC have signed an enhanced memorandum of understanding aimed at supporting student development and easing the transition into the workplace. Principal of the UWI Cave Hill campus, Professor Clive Landis, announced yesterday that CIBC will contribute $360,000 in funding.
The new element of the MOU is facilitating students who are studying software engineering in your partnership with the Suzhou Institute of Software Technology.
Today's MOU extension is the most ambitious and financially expansive to date. In addition to the aforementioned student scholarships and seed entrepreneurship funds totaling $107,000 and $45,000 respectively, the breadth and depth of funding from CIBC Caribbean over the duration of this three-year MOU totals $360,000. And this reveals a results-orientated relationship, yet also an ethical and civic-minded relationship that benefits not only the participating institutions of the MOU, but also wider society.
Principal of the UWI Cave Hill, Professor Clive Landis. Meanwhile, CIBC's Chief Executive Officer, Mark St. Hill, highlighted a new element that focuses on facilitating students who are studying software engineering.
The new element of the MOU is facilitating students who are studying software engineering in your partnership with the Suzhou Institute of Software Technology in Suzhou, China. And another element proposed by our own technology team who passed through this university is exploring partnerships and education around the future of AI. Most dear to our heart and has always been the foundation of the MOU is that we have a firm belief that the lack of funds should not inhibit the growth of our bright young minds of this region. So I'm especially pleased that we continue to be the leading scholarship donor with our continued tradition of offering 15 undergraduate scholarships for young people.
Chief Executive Officer of CIBC, Mark St. Hill. Recapping the headlines. C2SAB cautions governments against the plan to divest the Barbados Transport Board. Police intensify international efforts to combat illegal firearm supply. 16 young people graduate as the Barbados Police Service King's Trust Program reports success. And CIBC boosts the University of the West Indies student funding with the signing of a memorandum of understanding. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow the Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.